This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you guys could call it a labor crisis, a labor shortage, a staffing shortage, whatever crisis you want to call it. I think we have a crisis called the half-ass crisis. And it might be caused by labor shortages. It might be caused by poor work ethic. But we are seeing people do things half-assed. And I don't know another term that I could use for that. But what I am seeing happening throughout the United States is ridiculous. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but apparently a mom came to pick up her kid from daycare. The daycare was closed, shut down, lights out, but the kid was locked in there by themselves. Police are investigating, but you see, I mean, the mom is crying, and I don't know how late the mom was, but a daycare, somebody is supposed to be there till the bitter end, until all kids get picked up. There's a process. If a mom doesn't pick a child up, there's a protocols that are followed. You don't just flee, shut out the lights, and say, you know what, we'll lock her in, there's a bowl of food. Now, there's a chance maybe she was hiding. They didn't realize. How do you run a daycare and not realize that there's a baby girl still there? I don't understand that. Stephanie Martinez from Florida found her two-year-old daughter, a two-year-old, locked inside a dark room. She came a few minutes late, she said, and she ended up calling 911. You can see 911 on the phone trying to calm her down. The Plantation Fire Department arrived, was able to pry the building's doors open. And, I mean, you see the poor little girl there looking at her mama, and who's running this place? The daycare's assistant director, Nicole Barrio, told people that she and Luciana Vigiano, a teacher, were the last employees on the premises. They were responsible for closing. And Barrio said Vigiano uses a tablet device to check all of the children out before closing the daycare center. The daycare closes at 6. Staff will stay later because parents often will come late. They left at 6:20. Martinez arrived at 6:28. She told the police she never received a call from the daycare to let them know that her child was still there. So the employees have been placed on administrative leave. This was KinderCare and Broward Sheriff's Office, Child Protective Services, Plantation Police are now investigating the incident. And so, I mean, thank God the kid was okay, but what the heck? How does a school, if they don't even realize that there's a kid there, a two-year-old, I mean, I get some of these 8-year-olds, you know, could be pretty smart and figure out a really good hiding place. 2-year-olds are just still kind of bumbling around, and obviously that child, who knows? I can't explain it. I can't even guess. But it shows that there is slipshod, very poor protocols, things not getting done right. Then, I don't know if you guys heard about this. This, I can't even explain. But apparently, over 400 Family Dollar stores have had to temporarily shut down because the main distributing facility, I believe in Arkansas, had a major rat infestation. And so they were worried that there was contamination of things that were shipped throughout the United States. So inspectors found live rodents, dead rodents in various states of decay, rodent feces and urine, evidence of gnawing, nesting, rodent odors, meaning pee-pee, throughout the facility, dead birds, bird droppings, and products stored in conditions that did not protect against contamination. When they fumigated this distribution facility in West Memphis, Arkansas, inspectors found 1,100 dead rodents. Now, this isn't their first infestation. I'm being told that internal records revealed previous rat infestations. In fact, between March 29th and September 17th last year, 2,300 rodents were discovered. So the FDA put out a warning saying products purchased from January 1st, 2021 through present, right, from Family Dollar stores are unsafe to use in Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and Tennessee. Now, what's even more frightening is some of these things are surgical masks. They don't want you to use surgical masks from Family Dollar. And these are surgical masks people have been using for about a year. I don't get it. Cosmetics, food, supplements, medications, pet products. Now, rodents carry salmonella, Hantavirus, leptospirosis. Remember somebody died in New York because the rat infestation, they got leptospirosis? And so they're urging customers to seek a healthcare professional if at all they get sick. It discard all drugs, medical devices, cosmetics, dietary supplements, regardless of packaging. Throw it out. Food in non-permeable packaging, like metal cans or glass, might be still okay, but you got to clean and sanitize it. Wash your hands because there could be droppings on there. We're being told that a worker was fired because he shared footage last month of rats fighting together on the warehouse floor, scurrying up and down the aisles, and so he got in trouble because he shared a video. Then why did they do anything about that? I guess there was one video where somebody was feeding one with a Pringle. Okay, I guess one of the workers was sitting there feeding the rats with Pringles. I mean, this is my problem. I mean, I think it should be all of our problems. You know, when people are stressed, when people are strapped, when people are in crisis mode, all right, things get left out. Things don't get done very well. And so 1,100, how does a facility not notice that? How do they not deal with it? How do they not address it? So it took a complaint that brought the authorities in. But we have some major problems. And so be very careful about, I guess, what you eat, what you use, and just kind of have in the back of your mind that maybe not all the quality controls were there. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe
you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So finally, Americans are being told to get out of Moscow, St. Petersburg. It's not being facilitated by military or anything like that. But finally, the government is saying, you guys might want to get the hell out of Dodge. The Americans were told to avoid crowds. Let relatives know if they're safe, carry around their U.S. identification, and have evacuation plans that, quote, do not rely on U.S. government assistance. Again, I think that is very poor communications. The last thing you want Russia to know is that you're leaving Americans on their own. You know, in terms of, I know they're worried about terrorist attacks. I'm really worried about other things that could be happening. happening to them because war does appear to be imminent between Russia and Ukraine. And for those of you going, I still don't understand how America could get involved. Why would America get sucked into this? You know, it's because this is awfully close to NATO allies. And America is a part of NATO. And if you mess with one of them, you mess with all of us. So we have pledged support to any of the countries within NATO that appear to be at risk. And as Ukrainian refugees flood into Poland or they flood into surrounding areas, if there seems to be more of a, if any of those countries ask for help, America has to help. And so it's one of those situations where, yes, I am expecting us to get drawn in. I'm not looking forward to it. So we'll keep you guys posted on what happens. But Putin has close to 200,000 troops. We're being told they're in military formation. They are in attack formation, you know, not in, oh, yeah, we're just doing drills. We have a couple hundred thousand, you know, troops just hanging out, you know, doing some practice type stuff. So, I mean, it looks like, you know, like what you would have, you know, pictured during World War II in terms of a map and the troops kind of surrounding the border. It's not looking good. I really, really feel bad for, you know, the civilians that are in the area. Many of them are fleeing, and we're going to be sadly seeing this unfold, and it's frightening because Europe is in, again, in Ukraine's in peril. Europe then could be next, and so it's a very, very frustrating situation. So some of you have asked about military draft, and if the U.S. does get involved in a conflict, how does the draft work? Now, I think it is so remote at this point, so remote, but I think it is a good idea to kind of, you know, at least be aware of what's going on. I sincerely doubt that the U.S. would invoke a draft. In order for a draft to happen, Congress has to vote on it, as well as the president sign off. And so, I know for some of you that makes us a little nervous right now with the current administration, but something like that to happen, it's not just like overnight. And so, and honestly, it would involve us actually being fully into the war, if there is ended up a war or World War III. But just to kind of answer some of your questions on the draft, I kind of put a little bit of a piece together for you. It's on Twitter. It's on Facebook. So the draft is basically a process where rather than you volunteering for military, this is going to be non-volunteer. And the conscription aspect of it is you mandatorily being chosen and enlisted. But the draft is the process by which they pick, just like a football draft. The draft is people getting picked. Just because these players get picked doesn't necessarily mean they're going to actually play. They may be benched for most of the season. So the draft is the process, and it's run by Selective Service. The Selective Service system was created in World War I by the Selective Service Act of 1917, and then it was reformed during World War II. And so the Selective Service is the agency that manages it. There always has to be a government agency that manages it, because you don't want Pelosi or, you know, everybody else kind of is a little busy and kind of doing their thing. So it's a separate agency. And the draft would only occur, even though drafts have occurred throughout history with multiple, throughout the world, is when a country doesn't feel like they have enough troops to handle the battle or threat that's happening. And so the only peacetime draft we had was actually pre our involvement of World War II. World War II was going on. It was already World War II, and that's when we had a peacetime draft started, such that when we did enter, we were ready to go. Everybody over 18, by the way, that's male, has to register with the Selective Service. If not, it's a felony, up to $250,000, I believe, in fines if you don't. The women don't. Women still bill, although Congress, the House tried to pass that women be included in the draft, it never made it through the Senate. So women are not included in the draft as of yet. So we've had drafts during the American Revolution, Civil War, World War One, World War Two, Korean War, Vietnam War. The only wars in which we didn't have a draft was the War of 1812 and the Spanish-American War. We had many Native Americans, we had volunteers, enough volunteers with the Spanish-American War, and that war was, I guess, very short, so they didn't necessarily have to establish a draft. And the War of 1812, I think they were unsuccessful. So the last draft we ever had within the United States, the last person drafted was on June 30th, 1973. Vietnam ended a couple years later, but the last time we had somebody drafted was in the 70s. And so it still was in our obviously near future, but we didn't have a draft during the Iraq War, Persian Gulf War, Afghanistan War. It's very unpopular. Like I said, Congress has to pass legislation, both House, both Senate, and then the President sign it. So currently, the Selective Service will have a data bank of anybody between ages 18 and 25. One of you asked me about immigrants. Absolutely. Immigrants as well have to register for the Selective Service. I think they have to be legal. So all male citizens and immigrants between the ages of 18 and 25 register within 30 days of turning 18 or 30 days of entering the U.S. So I wonder if all these people coming in over the border, if they're actually registering them when they get released for Selective Service. I'm not sure. And as I said, women with the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act, that got passed, but without women being in there. If you're transgender, people are like, what about transgender male, transgender female? So if you are male and you change your gender to female, you still have to register and you are still susceptible to the draft. If you are female and you become transgender male, no, you don't register, okay? As I said, if you don't, there's jail time, there's a fine. There are exemptions from registering, such as if you are in the hospital, if you're institutionalized. So there are, but for mostly everybody has to register. So how the draft works, everybody's like, well, who gets called first? So if, let's say, and look at all the steps, Congress, House has to approve it and pass it, then the Senate, then the President has to sign on it. You know, and then they have to do a lottery. So this lottery, I don't think it's changed much since the Vietnam War, but basically it's a random selection of birth dates, and then the order by which the dates are drawn establishes an order of those men to be drafted. But they start with those who are 20 years old, not 18, 19. Even though people 18, as of 18, they have to register for the Selective Service, they don't start drafting. They won't draft anybody unless they're 20 years old. Then, after they've done the 20-year-olds, they go to 21-year-olds, then 22-year-olds, then 23-year-olds, then 24-year-olds. 25-year-old is the max age. They rarely would have to go to the 18, 19-year-olds. Okay? Usually, they don't have to go there. But I guess they could if they pass legislation. So, the lottery process begins with two large air lottery drawing machines. They get 365, or 366 if it's a leap year for that year. They have those balls that have a date and a month on each of them. They load them into one machine. Then they have balls with a number from 1 to 365 or 366 for leap year for the second machine. And this is supposed to be highly publicized. Everybody sees it. And then when they pull one and they pull the other, that's how they get the random birthday of who would be of that year where they're turning. So let's say the year, who turned 20 this year? Those born in 2002. So that's how it would, yeah. Okay. Or it would be of the calendar year where they would just be turning 20. So my son is 19. He doesn't turn 20 till October. So it is a long process, but here's the thing. It's, there are exemptions. There's medical exemptions. You know, we'll talk about it another time. It's really unlikely. But I did kind of lay it out for those of you who are just kind of curious. It's on my Twitter and Facebook. 1-877-DELLY. Don't go away.
you're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Kremlin said there are no concrete plans for a summit over Ukraine between Russian President Vladimir Putin and his U.S. counterpart, President Joe Biden. A summit may offer a path out of Europe's biggest military crisis in decades, but both Washington and Moscow are now playing down hopes of that breakthrough, and satellite imagery appears to show Russian deployments closer to Ukraine's border than ever before. Russia has tens of thousands of soldiers in Belarus, part of what Washington now says is a force numbering between 169 and 190,000 troops in the region. And just as the UK has decided to lift their COVID restrictions, Queen Elizabeth II has tested positive for coronavirus. The 95-year-old is still experiencing mild cold-like symptoms. She intends to continue her light duties from Windsor Castle. Prince Charles tested positive earlier this month, followed by his wife Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall. This is USA Radio News. There's now been another police helicopter crash, this one in California, and with the story, here's USA's Ken Burns.
The chopper was responding to a call near Newport Beach, California, when it crash-landed. Civilians were reportedly rushing to the scene to rescue the two officers on board. Both of the officers were transported to trauma centers nearby. One of them succumbed to their injuries. Nicholas Vela, a 14-year veteran of the Huntington Beach Police Department, didn't make it. He leaves behind a wife and daughter. The second officer was in critical condition but was released sometime on Sunday. The NTSB, along with the Orange County Sheriff's Department, is investigating the accident. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
At least six people were stabbed in New York City's subway system over the weekend, with the first attacks unfolding just hours after Mayor Eric Adams unveiled new plans to combat violence on public transit. The plan will see more police and mental health teams deployed across the subway system starting today. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Queen Elizabeth has COVID. Very concerning because she's in her late 90s, is it? I'm not sure how old. I think she's 90. Well, hold on a second. You know what? Let's get Siri. Hey, Siri, how old is Queen Elizabeth?
Elizabeth II is 95 years old.
Okay, so she's 95. See, Siri, I don't even have to pay her to be a co-host. You know, she would not do a better job than me. Siri's a little bland. You know, she is. Thank you, Siri. Love you. She's still listening. So, 95-year-old Queen Elizabeth, when she gets COVID, obviously it makes people a little concerned. She looks like she's lost some weight, but apparently she's still working. The Queen is expected to speak to Boris Johnson on Wednesday for her regular weekly update. I think she's going to do it remotely as she continues to recover from COVID-19. Audiences of foreign ambassadors are expected to go ahead as the monarch remains in self-isolation at her home in Windsor. So she tested positive. She only has some mild cold-like symptoms, and she is still undertaking light duties in her capacity as head of the state. What a trooper. You know, because I've seen people go, oh, no. Oh, boy, woe is me. I need to take off the whole, you know, I had a family member saying they are going to isolate for a month. Now, mind you, I get it. You know, they have some vulnerable people in the family. But, I mean, here you got the Queen saying, heck with this, I'm still working. So, good for her. So, mild cold-like symptoms. Hopefully she gets over it okay. And, you know, she's still doing her work. That's a, gosh, what a trooper. It's, man. Now, the World Health Organization is saying that we all need to slow our roll in terms of loosening up our COVID-19 restrictions. Apparently, they are not as excited about us losing the masks as we all are. We have been ripping off our masks like we rip off our bras as soon as we get home. The World Health Organization doctors are advising policymakers to do this very slowly, rather than removing everything at once. Well, the reason why all this stuff is being done at once is because these states are concerned about the midterms. I mean, I as a doctor am looking at how ridiculous this all panned out. I mean, people are still getting sick. We now have an Omicron variant we need to talk about. And so, but we should have never had the mandate to begin with. If it was always, hey guys, here's access to good masks, as good as we can get them. We're going to even work on better masks. Here's access to them. All right, rather than spending all this money on mandates and spending all this money on enforcing, you are wearing a mask and all that and all the lost revenue, go here, guys, okay, you know, we're in a pandemic, all right, it's protect yourselves, be smart, you know, but it's on you and it's up to you. So in a Thursday question and answer video, Dr. Mark Ryan said the agency recognizes the desire to open up and go back to normal, but if that desire to go back to completely normal in that sense is going to sustain this pandemic going forward for much longer than it needs to be, then we really need to think about that. So, but here's my problem. You guys are thinking that you have control. You're thinking that these stupid masks that, by the way, if they were bought at some places with rat infestations aren't very clean, you guys are thinking that you have control over this pandemic. These half-ass masks you're wearing and these social distancing guidelines are not working to the degree you need to. You know, I mean, if we are going to lock down from a virus, like if Ebola comes, okay, when Ebola comes, it is going to be a much different scene. You're going to see people in underground bunkers. We are talking complete lockdown. People on, you know, whatever electricity they have, flashlights, candles. We are talking not going out and being around others, which means all the essential workers not working too. That's not what we did. Our lockdown was half the country got to stay at home and watch Netflix. The other half the country ran Netflix, ran the hospitals, ran the power companies. So, that it's not going to work because you just can't lock everybody up. Somebody has to still keep the lights on. Somebody has to still be getting food to people. You have, you know, so you still need law enforcement. So because you can't have 100% lockdown, it's not going to work. I don't want 100% lockdown. It's impossible, and I think that could be dangerous too. So when they're saying, well, you know, we shouldn't loosen the mask gave people a false sense of security, and people got sick anyway. So, you know, I get that we can't do a mandate and then all of a sudden everybody rip everything off. We will see spikes in cases. I get that. But we kind of, we did the whole pendulum thing when we should have really been a little bit more moderate with everything we did. And I think we would have had longer term engagement and probably success. That's just me. So other places that still have masks and still have strict guidelines are having spikes in cases. The UK just had another 38,000 cases reported today, another 15 deaths. Russia, another 152,000 cases, 735 deaths. Although with everything going on with Russia, I don't know if we're going to be getting a lot of accurate information. Italy, 24,000 cases. Spain, 16,000 cases. Netherlands, 35,000 cases. Okay, that's not cool. We still have about 12,000 people in hospitals with serious COVID in our neck of the woods. But Japan. Japan had 72,000 new cases. So, everybody's wearing the masks. They're all, it's just not working. And why? Well, because these variants are getting smarter. Omicron got smarter, and now baby Omicron. So we're being told by NPR that baby Omicron is spreading. Well, I've been following the CDC numbers. Now the variant is about 4% of cases, which is kind of rising a little faster than we expected. And so even though the most dominant case is Omicron, remember previously the most dominant case was Delta, people are concerned that BA2 or the Omicron variant, the sub-variant of Omicron, is going to soon be the next wave. I don't know per se if we're going to have a huge wave as long as those of us who got Omicron have that immunity. I know they're talking about a fourth COVID shot, annual COVID vaccine. Can you just update the vaccine first? When you do an annual COVID vaccine, I really don't think the wild type is the best one to do. I think if there's common, spike mutations, maybe update the shot. I don't think they're thinking about that. I think they're thinking about whatever shot we have, we'll just give yearly. But, it's better than nothing. It still protects you. Somehow, it's not to the degree that I would expect it to. So, right now, as we know, the son of Omicron, or stealth Omicron, or baby Omicron, that I like to call it, is 30% more infectious. It seems to infect epithelial cells. In lab studies with rats, it causes more severe disease. So people are concerned. Now, it isn't spreading rapidly across the United States because people are still dealing with Omicron. And they're still getting over that. They still have immunity from that. So we hope it doesn't accelerate, but unfortunately people are concerned that it will. They say right now the baby Omicron has been found from coast to coast. It now accounts for an estimated 3.9% of all new infections nationally. They say that is doubling. If it doubles to 8%, that means we're into exponential growth and maybe starting another wave, according to Samuel Scarpino. So I just think it's coming too soon on the heels of Omicron that many of us have antibodies, but it's just something to be on the lookout for, especially with all the other, BS going on. And, I wouldn't be surprised. I do think COVID is going to take a backseat to what's happening because of this possible war and then possible world conflict that we might get drawn into. So I I'm buying more toilet paper. That's what I'm doing. 1-877-DOLLY.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you are wondering why I've been live today. Well, because I understand it's a three-day weekend, but, you know, in the news, you just don't. I mean, you just keep working. GCN crew is there working. I just work. I'm a workaholic. But it is President's Day, and it is a federal holiday. We celebrate it on the third Monday of February. And it originally, when I grew up, I think it was gosh, didn't we in school celebrate Washington's birthday and then Lincoln's birthday? Didn't we have, I don't think we had the day officially off, but I guess we were supposed to. Because by 1971, even though I was born after that, the Uniform Monday Holiday Act created more three-day weekends for national workers. And so several states still have the individual, that's what happened. So several states still have the individual holidays honoring Washington, Abraham Lincoln. But now President's Day honors all of it. And it was originally established in 1885 as Washington's birthday. So I guess George Washington died in 1799, right? And he was our first president. And so by 1800, they decided to make a perennial day of remembrance. And Washington was, he was the father of America. And so they then constructed the Washington Monument, according to history.com, in 1848. And then it became a observance, unofficially, until 1870, when it became a federal holiday. Senator Stephen Wallace Dorsey of Arkansas proposed it. And then Rutherford Hayes, president in 1879, signed it into law. But the holiday initially only applied to the District of Columbia. And then by 1885, so a few years later, it expanded to the whole country. So, you know, everybody else wants to also, you know, have a holiday too. So at the same time, then there was, I think, only a few federal bank holidays where the banks get to be closed. Christmas, New Year's, 4th of July, and Thanksgiving. Then Martin Luther King Day was signed into law in 1983. And so, you know, that's how, and then now I think we have Juneteenth. So we haven't really had a lot of, additional days added for three-day weekend. I mean, we talked about how Memorial Day weekend and Labor Day weekend, you know, but in terms of the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, that's when they wanted the nation, rather than the day being in a Wednesday or a, I don't know, Thursday, they thought it would reduce employee absenteeism. Some argued shifting the holidays from their original dates would cheapen their meaning, but the bill had widespread support, especially from labor unions, and so they decided to combine Washington, Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln's birthday is February 12th, and then they decided to make it President's Day. So that's why we have it. And you can honor our current president, you can honor previous president, I don't care. You know, it's a day to honor, you know, our leaders, and I get that. I mean, I understand that we're very, very frustrated. We probably are much more frustrated with how our leadership has been and what they've done. And in fact, it scares me from a democracy standpoint how we feel that government is hurting us more than helping us. That's when our democracy can be in peril and in jeopardy. When you believe we have a representative democracy where we vote in people to represent us. And when our representatives don't, I guess, if we don't feel our representatives are helping us but hurting us, putting us in jail, fining us, restricting our liberties in terms of public health or crime, for not protecting us, we feel like they're not doing their job. And it then starts to eat away at the process where people start to doubt the democratic process. That's why I want successful presidents. I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat, but I want success in terms of you representing what your constituents want. Because if you don't, and it's only to the elite few or the fringed few, then we lose our democracy, there becomes revolution, and it just gets bad. So, you know, hopefully those of our leaders who have been our president or currently our president realize that their job is to represent us, not their political careers and political butts, and that hopefully they make the correct decisions. And I know you guys have been very torn about COVID. You've thought that, you know, all these lockdowns and draconian measures were for people's safety. You know, we see what's going on with Canada, and we see now the D.C. convoy. And I get that, you know, some of you have been, you know, in favor of that because you've been fearful and you thought that COVID was, you know, the most deadly thing since Ebola, shall we say. Sadly, though, if there's science that comes out saying what you're doing is not working and hurting, then, you know, there has to be that flexibility. The problem with everything that happened, a lot of people don't fault the 2 weeks to flatten the curve. People don't fault that. In fact, the 2 weeks to flatten the curve was pretty, I don't want to say popular, but accepted, because the schools were closing, kids were home, people couldn't work if their kids were, you know, not in school. Well, before we even had the lockdown, I was planning on closing down our businesses to let everybody get to be home with their kids. So, I mean, common sense was going to ensue. The problem we had was there was a lack of flexibility. When people asked school boards and they asked the president or they asked their governor, look, you know, can there be some wiggle room? It was hell no. And you saw that they didn't allow, they allowed some people to go to work, but they didn't allow others. And you're like, well, if going to work is bad, then why are the power company people going to work? You know, why are your Secret Service going to work? You know, you just said we can't work because it's dangerous. Then how come your Secret Service is showing up to work? You know, I mean, you know, people, there was no consistency with the argument. So the big problem is even though there might have been that initial fear, there should have been flexibility. Once we started to realize, look, you know, these masks might not be working. Or, you know, truckers are in a truck by themselves. I mean, look at what's happening. I don't know if you heard about this, but a single mom, her bank account got completely frozen. She's on minimum wage. She's a single mom in Canada. But her bank account got frozen because she donated $50 to the Freedom Convoy. Now, this is in Canada. I mean, you can't support a cause. You can't. The Freedom Convoy, we saw pictures of them you know, cooking food and feeding the homeless. And that. What if somebody wants to get $50 for that? They're considered a terrorist, so their bank account gets frozen. What? I mean, this is where they lost people. I get that people do not like, you know, people are frustrated with the blockade that the truckers might be doing. And we're mixed on this because I don't see why you have to mandate truckers. They're in. I mean, especially when vaccinated people can spread the virus as well. But that's for another debate for a different day. But if somebody is donating to them, do they have to be that severely punished where they can't now access money to feed their kids? I don't know. The 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.